Welcome into the Balanced Working Moms podcast. This is Rena Misha, and I'm so glad you're here. If you're a busy mom like me who's juggling all the things, you're absolutely in the right place. In this podcast, you're going to learn secrets on how to live your life so you feel so much more balanced. It is so good to have you here. Welcome into our episode today. And I'm actually recording this from such a beautiful spot. Oh my gosh. I'm in Virginia and I'm taking a little break from regular life. It feels so amazing. What is it about leaving your house that just makes everything feel so just incredible? So incredible, like you can breathe. I think it's because there's no laundry. I can't do laundry here, so I can breathe, right? No laundry, no cleaning. Earlier today, I was listening to the sound of the birds. Oh, so beautiful. So beautiful. And I thought to myself, I have to record an episode because it's so rare to do this. It's so rare, especially for working moms, to take a break, leave the house, maybe delegate something, and go do something for yourself. But it's also so good for you. So good for you. So let's talk more about this. And first, let me share something. Because a while back, I was coaching a mom. Let's make up a name for her. Let's call her Liz. And Liz, like so many of us, does not like to take breaks. She does not like to go away. Well, she probably would like to, but she feels very guilty doing that. And she very rarely delegates any tasks on her to-do list. She does not delegate. She's married. She's married and her husband is mostly willing, but she cannot stand to have him do it. Is this sounding familiar yet? So it was so interesting because I said to her, you know, why don't you delegate? And she told me, she was so funny. She says, he doesn't do it very well. And I have to tell you that Liz is such a ham. I was laughing so hard during this discussion. How common is this? How common? So funny. It's just so funny because we all do this and we all have these thoughts. So are you seeing a little bit of perfectionism here maybe? A little perfectionism? And think about what ways that you're a little bit, or maybe a lot, just like Liz. Maybe you also don't let your partner do things because they don't do it, let's say, correctly. I laugh when I say that, right? They're not doing it right. Or maybe it's just easier for you to do things yourself. I'm very guilty of this. I am so guilty. But I want you to think about it because so often we don't even think about what we're doing. Like we may have these rules, these unwritten rules written in our head on how people should behave, how a parent should act, you know, how a parent should clean or make dinner or whatever it is. And we have these in our head, but maybe other people don't know them, or maybe they're not doing them, quote, right. I love it. You know, I'm sure I've confessed this a few episodes ago, but I'll tell you again that in my opinion, my cooking is really, really good. I'm a really good cook. And my husband cooks well. I always like his food, but I have to tell you, we're a little different because I feel like I'm just a natural at it. I flow, I take a recipe, I massage it, switch things out, do it my way. Sometimes it feels like I was born in the kitchen. Like I just know, it's intuitive for me. I just know what to do. And it's rare for something to come out inedible. Most of the times, it may not be great, but at least it's edible. It's usually great. It's just what I do. But here's the thing. My husband did not grow up cooking. His mother didn't cook that much. And he's also an engineer. So he's very methodical. Okay. You can see the differences already. So when he sees a recipe, he's not going to change it. He is going to do it exactly. He's going to measure it out. He's going to weigh things. We have a kitchen scale and he even weighs it. You know, if he needs half a container of something, he's not going to eyeball it. He's not just going to approximate. He is going to measure it. He's also going to get out all the ingredients before he starts. He's so organized. But here's the thing. Because he's so methodical, his food usually comes out really, really nice. It comes out really well. And I'll tell you the truth, mine can vary. Mine can vary a lot because you never know. It depends on my mood. It depends on the ingredients. It depends on a lot. His food doesn't often vary. It's consistently good. Yet, for some reason, I am very resistant to having him in the kitchen. Very resistant. And it's because he does it so differently than me. So differently. Even though I know it's not wrong and he's doing it probably the better and more correct way, you know, maybe you're thinking his way is so much better than mine. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The point is, I am very resistant to having him cook because I see cooking as my specialty and I love how casual I am about it. And it's hard for me to see him weighing things and measuring things and being so methodical. I'm just going to tell you the truth. And he knows this. He listens to every episode. He's my biggest supporter. Love him. But I'm showing this so you can see the difference. You can see how two people are doing the same thing and the tension it creates. The tension it creates for me, not for him. Though I'm sure when he sees me cooking, he's wondering, what am I doing? What am I doing? Just follow the recipe. But as I'm giving you a little window into our life and you're peeking in, looking in at what we're doing, you can see that what I'm doing with the cooking isn't exactly, shall we say, healthy. It's not healthy because cooking is a lot of work. I don't have to tell you, you know, cooking is a lot of work and it usually totally exhausts me. I told you I may be good at it, but I'm not one of those people who can just throw things together and it's effortless. I really wish it was effortless for me, but it's not. It's not. That would be a dream come true. I want you to think about it now. So, given that my husband cooks very well, why am I resistant to having him cook? It would be a great break for me. And why do you think in our example that Liz is resistant? What is going on here? And I thought about it and I came up with 6 reasons why we can have this resistance. And I'll tell you that the 5th and 6th reasons are something you're never going to hear anyplace else except for this podcast, because we're very practical here and we notice things that other people may not notice. They may not notice. And I'm also guessing that a lot of these reasons are intertwined. So as you listen to this list of reasons, know it's probably a combination. That's what's going on for you. It's a combination of some, if not all. So let's go into this. Why are we all, or most of us, resistant to getting help, to delegating? And the first one, I think, this is the biggie, and that is perfectionism. That beast is back. Beast is back. Because you want things done right. I want things done right. You want your food to taste really good. You want your kids cared for in a way that'll make them happy, that'll enrich them. You want things done very, very well. And I don't blame you because I'm the same way. I have very high standards for myself, and it's very hard for me to meet those standards, let alone anybody else. Another reason is control. This is a biggie. And I said they go hand in hand. It goes hand in hand with perfectionism. Because I don't know about you, but I really like to do things my way. My way. Like I already shared with you how I like to cook casually. Giving up control over how things are done is very, very hard for me. And I know it's hard for other people too. Maybe this is something that's hard for you. Definitely hard for me. And here's another thing that's going on. Here's reason number three. And sometimes it takes more work, especially when my kids were younger. When I delegated something for them to do, it was not easy. I still laugh because people say to me, "Oh, have your kids do it. You know, you're a mom." Chances are, having to get after them over and over and over again, it's not easy. It's not easy. It would be easier for you to do it yourself, you know? I still remember a time where I was cooking with my kids, and it was so good for them. It was so good. And I took a picture because people without kids cannot understand how terrifying a kitchen can be after you've cooked with kids. It's really scary. Like there was flour everywhere. I mean, it was just crazy. So delegating can be more work. Even if you're delegating to an adult, showing them how to do it, fixing it because we're perfectionists, right? So fixing it when it's not done right. Did you hear me? I said not done right. I meant not done your way. Oh, yay, yay. I have work to do in this. I think most of us moms do. And also, let's say you have a partner and reminding them 10 times or reminding your kids 10 times to do something is exhausting. And we don't want to be a nag. So yeah, it's harder to ask somebody else to do it than it is to do it ourselves. Or at least that's what we tell ourselves. Sounds good, doesn't it? And the next reason on why it could just be so hard to delegate is because of guilt. Ooh. And I have to confess that I didn't realize how prevalent this was until I started working with other moms. I didn't realize that so many moms feel this guilt. But let me tell you, it is there. It is real from the moms I talk to. And many moms, they really feel like they need to do it all. It is their job, whether they work outside the home or not. And if they're not doing everything, in their mind, it may mean that they are not a good mother. That's a hard one. That's even a little harder than, let's say, perfectionism. That is a hard one to overcome because the guilt, that just seeps into everything. But that's why we're talking about this, because maybe you felt this way and you didn't even realize. Maybe you didn't realize. And now that I'm saying this, you say, "Oh, wow, that is absolutely me. And I need to stop with it. It is not helping me. It is not helping my relationships with my family. It's not helping me with the house. It is not good." So be aware if you're feeling this guilt and know that there are lots of other moms feeling the exact same way. So now let's talk about some other reasons. Two other reasons that I don't think you'll hear about in other places. But reason number five is maybe you don't want to bother people. You know, I feel this way a lot because my husband is very busy, for example. He's doing a lot. He has a lot on his plate, and I appreciate everything that he does do. And I also don't want to overwhelm him. And same with my kids. In this day and age, they have so much homework. They have so many responsibilities that for me to ask them to do something, it feels almost like it's too much. Like they're already at capacity, maybe even beyond capacity. And to ask them to do more is very hard. So, you know, we care about people. It's part of our gift. It's part of who we are. And along with that is when we care so much, we don't want to bother people. You know, I think it makes sense. And I feel this way a lot. If my kids particularly have a lot of homework, I don't want to have them also doing housework. It's just too much. It's just too much. Or if my husband comes home exhausted after work, I don't want to ask him to do more. So let me know if this is you too, if you feel that way. And now let's talk about the sixth reason. And this one is my favorite one. And nobody mentions this. Nobody mentioned this except for me as your coach. But here's what's going on for a lot of us. Here's what's going on, and I'll call it habit energy. And what I mean by this is we all have habits, and we often do things again and again and again in the same way without even realizing what we're doing. Okay, I'll give you an example. Let's say you're the one in your family who pays the bills. Maybe you've been married for 10 years and you're the one who's been paying the bills for 10 years. Now, your partner doesn't mind paying the bills, but it's just something you have always done. It's your habit. It's what your family does. You see where I'm going here with this? We don't even think about it. We don't even pause and think, oh, maybe my spouse can do this, or maybe I could hire this out, you know, like grocery pickup or something. You've just been doing whatever chore for so long, doesn't even occur to you to delegate it. And this is why I love to coach people one-on-one, or maybe in my group program, From Burned Out to Balanced, because people don't realize what they're doing. And they take a step back and they say to themselves, oh, wow, my spouse could more easily or more efficiently do that than I can, but it never even occurred to me to delegate it. Never even occurred to them. So, what do you think? Which of these six reasons really resonated with you? Or maybe, like I said, maybe it's a combination of all of them, because they can have a component. It's like a thread through each of them. So in our episode today, I just wanted to make you more aware. Make you more aware of maybe what you're doing and maybe of what's going on why perhaps you don't want to delegate or you haven't been delegating. Maybe it's a lot for you to drop your kids off at school every day and it always makes you late for work. And now you have an epiphany. You realize why you do it. Maybe it's because of guilt plus habit energy. You know, like I said, they're probably a combination. So think about it. I would love for you to pause after this episode and really think about, what are you doing that you could delegate, but you're not delegating? Because the advantages of delegating are so good. They make your life so much better because you are busy. That is what I know without doubt. As a working mom, you are busy. But I also have to tell you that there is nothing like seeing the pride on my daughter's face, either one of them, when they've made a beautiful dessert and they can't wait to serve it. You know, I don't want to take that away from them. I don't want to take it away, even if it takes me from when they were younger, 3 hours to clean up that mess. Because that's such an important part of growing up, is learning how to do these things. And now my girls have a skill for life. They could bake. They could bake. Of course they're going to learn how to clean up when they're older. But as young kids, to learn how to bake, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. So think about what has not delegating, what has that cost you? What problems, what issues has that cost you? And maybe be a little more open, a little more willing to allow other people to do things that you're doing right now. I really enjoy talking about this topic because it's a hot topic. It's a hot topic because so many moms do not like delegating, me included. And it's a growth opportunity. It's a growth opportunity for us to learn more, to let go of that guilt, let go of that control, let go of that perfectionism, and it'll be so much better for us. For us, for our families, for everyone. So, you know, it's hard for me to ask other people to do things. I just confessed. But I'd love to ask you to please leave me a review. If you haven't done it yet, it makes such a difference on how podcasts get out to people. So I'd love it if you left me a review. And right now I'm demonstrating, right? I'm demonstrating what it means to ask for help. So I'd love it if you would please do that. And in the meantime, enjoy thinking about things that maybe you can start delegating. I'll talk to you next time.